Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So many, many, many months ago, there was something called Bully's Bedroom, and every week we would step into Bully's bedroom, and she would put out all sorts of things and tell us all sorts of stories, and then Bully just became a boss in life. And then she was busy, she was atcha, she was just living her best life, and she left the bedroom and she bought a mansion, and we weren't involved. So now it's good to see that she's back in the building for a little bit of a touch base. How are you, Bully?
I am amazing. It's so awesome to see you. I've missed you so much.
I've missed you as well.
Yeah, you dumped me, you know.
I did not dump you. You did. Looking at you now, I feel like I could just hug you extensively for 15 minutes. We could just hug for the next 15.
Oh, we need that bed.
Yeah.
We need that bed.
Talk to me for a second. For someone that's never met Bully before and has not stumbled across you on Skipani.com as the number one turn-up queen.
That is the worst.
As you were voted in 2014.
Yeah, 14.
How would you introduce yourself now in 2016?
Okay, 2016, still turning up like crazy. Actually, probably possibly crazier than 2014.
What?
Yeah, other people are getting older and getting married. I'm just getting crazy. Living my best life is the best way.
I love it.
Yeah,
but you are a serious person as well. Like, you're quite big in the music space.
I run a PR and digital agency. It's called Stamp Communications. So yeah, I'm a boss now.
Like a boss.
Like,
do you
a
give
boss.
People? Do you sign like leave forms off? Do you scold people?
Yes, I have to. And the thing is, like, time management is not my thing. So now I have to shout at people and be like, yo, why aren't you on time?
Wow.
And I have to be on time because I have to set an example. Yeah.
You've grown up so much. Yeah. Out of the bedroom into the mansion.
Yeah.
Bossing it out. Who's this friend of yours that's hanging out as well here today?
That's Zona. She's my friend and colleague.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zona, anything you want to add before we get into Bully's bedroom here? The window mic is on, Zona. Anything that I've left out or she's left out or any turn up stories you want to tell? And pop on over to that mic there real quick. Yeah.
No, just don't believe anything Bully says. She acts like she's the big one, but no. No. I know this girl.
Yeah, whatever. We've known each other for 18 years.
18 years?
Yeah, from primary school, high school days.
Wow. And you guys, you got similar voices as well.
Yeah. Some people think we're sisters, and the thing is, we've got a...
Yeah, the thing is, you wish you were my sister.
Sure. Zona's dropping it like it's hot, yeah.
Yeah, she's not getting that leave she asked for.
Hang on, Producer Cat, you want to shout at Zona. What's wrong? Zona, you're already in trouble. You haven't been here 5 minutes.
Zona owes me Dream Team.
Look, I'm the innocent one in all of this. That's all I gotta say.
Are we trying to get Dream Team back on the show and Zona's holding us back?
For O'Neill.
Hey, man, I'm working on that. Tell you what.
She's gonna work a lot faster now.
No, seriously. They should confirm by sometime this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We dig them. Yeah, I love Svungu Vungu. It's my favorite song. I love it. I really dig it. Okay. Why are you shaking your head, Bully?
You will never change. You will never change.
Okay, so there's actually some important subjects on the table here.
Yes.
In the bedroom with you today. Apparently the world almost lost you to Mauritius. This is what it says here.
Yeah, in the Mauritius seas.
What? Okay, so what were you doing in Mauritius? How did you float back to South Africa? How did this work?
Okay, cool. So I went to a friend of mine's wedding. The most amazing time ever. But there was this one instance, right? So on the one night we turned up proper and I didn't sleep. And I woke up for breakfast. I had straight vodka. And I was like, oh, I thought it would be a great idea to go snorkeling, right? I'm on straight vodka and I'm black. Okay, let's just think about
how
that
much
part.
Vodka?
Straight vodka. Like straight out of the bottle vodka.
Yeah, but how much of it? I mean, it's like a shot.
Oh my God. Hell no. It was an entire bottle. It wasn't a bottle of water. Everyone thought I was drinking water. I was like, yeah, okay. It's water, guys. Otherwise, it wouldn't have let me on. So I went snorkeling with the rest of the people, right? So we get to the ocean. I'm like, yeah, it should be easy enough. I mean, I can swim, you know, like I can do this. I'm not one of those black people. Like, you know, let's do this. Let's go. First of all, now I get in and I'm like, and everyone's like doing all sorts of fancy jumps into the ocean. I'm like, yo, can I just use the stairs? Cause I'm not trying to do that. So the guy's like, no, just like go backwards. I'll go backwards. And now water is everywhere. It's in my goggles. I'm like, how do I get this out? Wait, this wait, what's happening? And I can't see. And the water keeps getting in and the water's going into the snorkel. So I'm breathing water in. Then I'm like, okay, cool. What is fun about this thing? And I'm like, okay, Billy, calm down. Just swim out and then let's see how this happens, like how it goes. So I swim out and now I'm tired because, you know, I haven't slept and I'm drunk. So I look up, I turn around and the boat is so far away and there's no one around me. I was like, shit, I actually could die here. There's like, you know, no one around me and I'm looking out and I'm like, the water's getting into my goggles. I can't see. Eventually I was like, you know what? This is not for me. So I was like, yo guy, can you come fetch me here? And they had to rescue me out of there. What sucks is that there was another couple that was there and they were black and I was like, yes, you guys are showing me flames. Yeah. I look like I'm one of those people.
But Bully, you were drunk in an ocean. Snorkeling.
Yes.
How did you think it was going
to
turn out?
I don't know. I thought I could do this. And now I realized later I was supposed to be flapping a little bit. But me, I was busy going back on there, like flipping all over the place. And I was like,
I've never actually been in an ocean drunk on a bottle of vodka in my life before. I cannot imagine what this must have been like.
It was a nightmare. I was like, what? And I got back onto the boat and everyone was like, we thought you were joking because I was cracking jokes the whole time. So everyone thought I was joking. I'm like, no one jokes about drowning, guys. I could have died.
You're a level. Producer Kat, you ever been drunk in an ocean on a bottle of vodka before?
No, I'd probably be dead if I was.
I'm also like, I don't know if I would have survived. I would have been swimming with the fishes in a different sense of that term.
I think Willy does on O-ship probably.
She's a level. You're a level. Okay, so I'm glad that you survived Mauritius.
Yeah, no, that was a close one. I did it again though. Like I did snorkeling the following day.
Of course you did because your tolerance is just ridiculous.
No, but I wasn't that drunk this time. I was a little drunk, not that drunk.
Are you a good wedding guest?
I'm the best. Listen, let me tell you, I was highly entertaining. They will tell you now.
I can imagine. I've been on a boat with you before. You haven't fallen offshore and they've been swimming with the fishes and everything like that, but we've been on a boat together.
And we went on a date.
Yes, we've been on numerous dates.
Because it was free, Ari. Is that why?
No. You, no.
Yes, really.
I mean, that was a coincidence that it was a free date. It's all coincidental.
And then after that, you dumped me.
No, we shared a bedroom. What do you say? I was in the same bedroom as you for 3 nights on a ship.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know how many guys would actually kill to be you right now?
Boom, baby. Yeah. It was actually 4 of us. It was 2 men and 2 women.
Yeah,
it was quite the bedroom
orgy.
On a boat for 3 days.
It was quite the orgy.
It was spicy. I've missed you so much.
We need to do it again.
Several times. You are celebrating Women's Month. How?
I'm nervous.
What are you going to say? Why am I nervous?
Why are you? I don't know why you'd be nervous. It's me.
Okay.
So, because I've been working so hard, it's kind of difficult to date. And so I've just decided that I'm going to ask out a guy every week of this month. I'm going to be the one making the move.
Well, that's a good strategy. How's it working out so far?
Well, Ari, what are you doing on Saturday?
I'm with you, obviously. We're going on another free date.
Well, there you go.
Boom.
So I'm paying, eh?
No, I'll pay. I don't mind. We can go Harvey's.
No, but that's the whole point, is the fact that I'm going to pay.
Oh, you're being like, okay, cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
you're going to be a blesser.
I'm going to be a blesser, man, for a month.
I dig it.
I'm taking it back. I mean, it's 2016, you know? And, you know, everyone's always getting into so much, like, rubbish because they've dated X amount of people. So, I mean, I feel like it's time. Like, women now are doing a lot in business and, so I'm taking it back.
How's your Tinder going?
Oh, my God. Do what happened? One of my colleagues, they took my, I was in a meeting and I left my phone on the desk. They swiped right on so many mingers. It was actually scary. And it was a match for a whole lot of them. So it was so hectic that I actually was like, I'm getting off.
Really? You couldn't deal with all the amounts of messages?
It was so gross. Like, gross guys. Gross guys.
Producer Kat, we've done that with you before, Producer Kat, where we've swiped right onto all your Tinder stuff. Because you don't swipe right on anybody.
Well, you know, hot guys don't really go to Tinder. So Tinder's a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I've been on a Tinder date that was really hot. So
what happened?
It is Bully's bedroom.
Here, yes, yeah.
So I can actually say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, we partied and it ended up being
Where
great.
Did you start this off? Where was the music?
It was actually at Jolly Roger.
Oh, that's always a good spot.
Yeah, yeah, Jolly Roger. It's also my favorite pickup spot. Between really? Jolly Roger and The Colony, yes.
That's where you pick it up.
Oh, because they're so drunk, it's like fishing with dynamite.
Oh, you're a level.
Guys are so easy. It really is amazing.
You could also pick up guys at Opikopi. Are you going?
Yes, I am going.
Have you been before?
I went once last year.
Okay, well, I think you could only go once last year. I only think they do it once a year.
No, man. There was a break in between there, okay? There was a break. I went once last year, and it's an extreme sport. That place is an extreme sport. There was a point where I was standing on top of that mountain with the rocks, and I looked down, and I was like, I think I'm actually going to die. I looked down and I was like, I think there's no ways I could walk down there. Cause the thing is, I went there with a friend of mine and, well, two friends of mine, and we didn't have any tickets, no camping gear, nothing.
Oh,
we woke up from a hectic night and we were like, you know what? Let's just go to Opikopi. And
as you do. Yeah.
Yeah. As I do. And the thing is, what's crazy is that we were using her car. Mine was, I'd crashed mine. So, crazy things happened to my car, dude. Okay.
I'm sure, because you're driving it.
A tree fell on my car the other day. How does a tree just fall on a car?
I need to take notes here. Tree fell on car. Okay, so tell me about the rest of Opikopi last
year. So, yeah. And so her car got broken into the day before.
Oh, no.
And so her window was halfway down, but we were like, we're not letting that stop us. We drove all the way. It's like a couple of hours.
And how many days were you at Opikopi for?
One, which was enough.
Because it's like dusty and...
I mean, it's so dusty. I was sick for like 2 weeks. But it's so great.
I love that you just get in the car and you just go. I love this about you.
Yeah, I know. We ended up like in VIP and everything. We had no tickets from like in the beginning.
But you're connected, so.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know how it is. No, this year though, I'm doing it profesh. I'm getting tickets. But the camping stuff, I'm not so sure about. And I've always wondered, like, I've had friends of mine that will tell me they've actually hooked up with people at Opi.
On the third day.
No, like any day. How do you hook up with anyone? Number one. On a sleeping bag, and number two, where do you shower?
Yeah, but this is why on the third day, if you're hooking up with someone at Opikopi, it's just like
it's a cheers.
I don't know. I mean, it's, I guess, like being on Survivor, and maybe you really fancy the one other contestant.
That's gross. Where do those juices go? It's so gross. I'm like, oh no.
That's a real nasty sea.
No. Hell no.
I was thinking juice bag, but.
No, I'm saying hell no to those juices. I'm not about that.
First
life.
Day is still fine, I think. But maybe, yeah. I mean, you can do the professional camping thing where you're like in a village tent thing. But you, yeah. I mean, we speak as if you're even going to make it back to your tent fully. Like, this is you we speak about. What, in a sleeping bag? Like, you're even going to be in a sleeping bag. You're gonna go for 72 hours straight. You're gonna just be walking around, just being a part of it.
That's exactly all. What I did on the last O-ship. At some point on the Sunday, I was like, I think I should sleep now. I think the sleep thing needs to happen. Otherwise I might just die.
No, you're a level. I've always admired, I genuinely mean this, your endurance, because I can go like a few hours and then I'm like, oh, peace out, it's been real. Especially like drinking a bottle of vodka, I would have been sleeping in that scuba diving trip.
No, man, you know.
Whereas you just jump into the ocean backwards, like it's just a level.
Oh, and boy, did I hit myself on the water. It wasn't fun at all.
I'm sure you did.
I was red everywhere.
What else is important for us to know about the past few months?
Oh, the past few months. It's just been crazy, man. I've been single. I fell in love. I fell in love with this guy.
And then what happened?
And he's actually listening now.
Oh. Shout out to Bay. What happened?
To Bay. Yeah, I know. It was crazy, man. Changed my life. And then it was like a weird kind of once off thing, but it was like intense and crazy. And yeah, I know. It was like cheers after that.
Okay.
Because that's how I roll, man. Got to keep it moving. So, yeah.
Is the family not putting pressure on you now to settle down?
Yeah, because I've got a little niece. She's the cutest thing ever. It looks exactly like me. So I tell them all the time now, you guys are putting pressure on me. It's like God said, this is what Bully's childhood looked like, so I don't need to have one. So the pressure's
there. I see.
Yeah. So now I'm like, yeah, my sister's got a kid. I'm okay.
But is she older or younger?
Younger. And I'm turning 30 next year.
Oh.
Oh, that's another thing. I've finally admitted my age. Because, like, everyone always thinks I'm 21 because, you know, the pretty face.
And now you've admitted that you're 29.
Yeah, I've admitted. I still like the little boys. I like them 25. The Ben 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And then there was the crazy rapper situation.
What was the crazy rapper situation?
Yeah, man. I kind of had a crazy rapper situation where there was this rapper and, like, we kind of, like, were like, hey, how you doing? But now we kind of hate each other now. And
do we know this rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
I mean, I ain't saying.
It's one of the guys from Dream Team.
No. No. Those are my boys.
Definitely K.O.
No. No, that's like my older brother, man. K is like my older
brother.
Come
on, Morale? Really? I mean, is he even a rapper?
Oh, my God. Never Morale.
I thought Mr. Sullivan was a pastor. And now you're telling me that you guys were together.
I see your guessing game. I see your guessing game. I'm not telling you. The last time you did this to me, when I told you something, you brought him on. Twice.
Oh, yes. Jonathan Boynton Lee.
Yeah, every single time I tell you something.
Are you still in love with Jonathan Boynton Lee?
Love him, man. We're actually pretty dope mates now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Him and I love Jay, but I always tell her, like, I hate her. But I love her, but like, I hate her. Secretly hate her because, like, she goes home to that every night.
Yeah.
He's, like, he's still, like, the epitome of, like, the hottest guy ever.
Don't worry. You're going to find your oak.
Am I really?
You are gonna fuck. Of course you will.
Nah. Guys are scared of me, eh? They're scared of me. I'm too much woman for them.
What does your t-shirt say? Lead the pack.
Cause I am. I'm a leader now.
Boom, baby. I wanna come work for you. I want you to offer me a job.
What do you wanna do? You can work, actually. My bed is pretty empty right now. I can employ you.
Huh?
Yeah, I can employ you. Maybe 2 hours a night.
Okay.
And we can just do best.
I don't know if I'd survive 2 hours with you, but we can try.
Yeah, I'm pretty crazy. Remember the other one that we did with Neil? Where is Neil?
Neil's in the other office. Neil? He is here though. Neil's our sales guy. There was a chemistry there.
Yeah, I know. I felt it too.
Yeah.
He never asked me out.
He still speaks about you.
I know.
I think he's found someone now. I don't know. Sorry.
That's boring.
You'll go talk to him now. I'll go show you where he is. Bully, thank you very much for stopping by. Is it still Lush B?
No. Now it's just straight Bully Nuzzle.
I dig it. On all social media.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just straight out.
That there is a Bully's Bedroom, a long anticipated reunion, and I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.